as I lead you. Father God, I do come to you today in the powerful name of Jesus upon whom this institution is built. When we think of the chief cornerstone, the name of Jesus comes to mind. It is upon him and his word that the foundations of the world were laid and the plan of salvation was revealed. And now we have been entrusted with that plan. We have been given the rich treasure of the gospel of Jesus, and we carry it in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. I pray, Lord, an invocation of blessing upon these your chosen servants, Don and Pat Argue, and we commission them as the fifth presidents of Northwest College of the Assemblies of God. We invoke a blessing as patriarchs of old did with their sons and daughters, as God has done with his children through the rich heritage of Jesus Christ. And we pray blessing of divine health and strength upon President and Mrs. Argue. Give them health and strength, Lord, that they might be able to carry out these duties unhindered, with the freedom to do what you ask them to do. We pray a blessing of wisdom to lead and to discern what is good and right and proper and timely in these days. May President Argue be as a son of Issachar who knew the times and knew exactly what to do. We pray a blessing of conviction, that blessing to do what is right, to stand in the winds of political and public opinion that changes with the drop of a hat, and that he might be a firm foundation of truth, representative of the Word of God and all that it has to give us to live our lives aright, pure and holy before you. I pray a blessing of vision, that he will build upon the past but forge new trails and be able to walk with confidence that you are filling him with ideas and capacity to reach out to the future. I pray a blessing of a double portion of your Holy Spirit upon them. I ask, O God, that a mantle and an anointing to preach your word and to lead and to raise funds and to administrate this college will come upon them, and that he will, as we have already been admonished by your servant, be filled with the Spirit every day. May he sense, O God, when he rises up in the morning and when Pat walks around this campus, may they feel the wonderful assurance of your call and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. When he preaches in chapel, O God, may it come forth to students as life-giving word, and may they sense that there is a real and living relationship with a living God that is born out of daily communion with you. I pray a blessing of peace upon their household, that the peace of God that passes all of understanding will guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May a hedge of protection be built around their home as we entrust the Argues into your care and ask that they would in turn be generous in sharing all that you share with them. And we invoke this blessing with confidence and boldly before the throne of God, because we come in the precious name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the congregation said, Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
that I may lead thy people in
Special thanks to Dr. Robert Hoffman and the Master Chorale. This last number was commissioned for this day, and we thank you for that, Dr. Hoffman, and to Mr. Jonathan Pugh in the orchestra, to Dr. Calvin White, for the musical presentations that have lifted our spirits towards our loving God and Creator of all our artistic endeavors. In just a few moments, our benediction will be offered by Dr. Philip Eaton, the president of Seattle Pacific University, to be followed by the singing of the college alma mater. Upon completion of the alma mater, please be seated until the end of the recessional of all delegates. All of our guests and delegates are cordially invited to join the Argues for a buffet reception in the tent pavilion following the recessional. Thank you again today for joining all of us for this ceremony, and we appreciate your presence. Dr. Argue.
I have a heart for students, I trust that was evident this morning. In my first official act as the fifth president of Northwest College, I declare all classes canceled for the remaining of the day.
And now let's stand together for the benediction. Dr. Eaton, please.
I'm not sure I can top that. And now hear the benediction. Please pray with me. As we now end this grand ceremony, O Lord, we ask your blessings on these new beginnings. We thank you for the founders of this institution, for their vision, for their aspirations, and for their hard work. We thank you for the faculty who have sustained that vision and for the students who have joined this community to participate in that vision. But now especially, we ask your blessings on this new leader, President Argue. Give him your strength. Give him a clear sense of direction. Give him wisdom and give him courage to lead this college into an exciting new chapter of focus and growth. You have prepared him well for this new challenge. Now prepare the way for him to lead. Prepare the hearts of those who will follow. May this community gather around their new leader now with renewed sense of purpose, hope, and vision. We ask that your hand will rest on this place as they now celebrate new beginnings with their new leader. May all that they do and say in some way give honor and glory to you. In the strong name of Jesus, our Lord, amen.
Let's sing together our alma mater, Let Light Shine Out.
Let light shine out from the great northwest, to tell the Savior's grace. From college halls to lands afar, bring hope to every race. Lord, bless thy work at NC. We turn.